appreciate your friendly welcome. I'm from Middle East. I'm really happy to be here with you and share the story what the Lord has to share. And if you have your Bibles, you can open the Revelation chapter 12, and it's verse 11. And it's a scripture of my life I just would love to share with you. And it says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. And let me pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your presence, and we just invite you again to come and open up our hearts and minds and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord, and I thank you that you will anoint every word that will be from you. I ask for spirit of wisdom and revelation to prepare every heart, Lord, and ears and mind. Just eyes be open to see what you see, Lord, and feel what you're feeling, Lord. I thank you for open heaven, angels released to minister, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that you're releasing the message of heaven and you're awakening your bride for such a time as this. And I thank you, Holy Spirit. I just bless you and I thank you, Lord, that you're with us, Emmanuel. We love you, we adore you, and bless your holy name. And this is your story for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm coming from Middle East, and I want to share with you because we overcame by His blood and by the word of our testimony. I did not love my life even unto death. And I'm coming from my background. It's a Muslim. I grew up in a Muslim family, and I was really practicing Islam, and I was really zealous and really radical Muslim. I pray 5 times a day, and I was going to mosque and also reading Quran and recruiting others to Islam. And that was my background. And the Lord come to Muslims the most of the ways through dreams and visions. And thank you for your prayers as well. And He does come through dreams and visions and reveals Himself that He is only the way and truth and life. And I just would like to share that. But I grew up in a big family. I'm the 10th child. And my father was actually elder Islam. He's a religious leader and teacher. And growing up, I just was influenced by his life and his devotion. But at the same time, I was really seeking and searching for God. I was really hungry for His truth. And really, when you get to know the truth, truth sets you free. And what happened in my life, I was really searching. But as a Muslim girls, they start practice Islam when they're 9 years old. They consider to be mature to start wearing burqa and all the practicing Islam. The guys consider adults when they're 12, and they started practicing Islam. Because I was so passionate and zealous, I started at 7 because I was really want to find God. I was praying, fasting Ramadan, praying 5 times a day and even more. And I was doing everything to earn my ticket to heaven because I knew I'm a Muslim, and if I die, I'll go to hell. And I was really afraid to die. And I was really paralyzed by fear. And because the stronghold of Islam is fear, and it's paralyzed me. And I was really like trying to please God by earning, doing. But in religion, it's...